Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great lineup for you today. We're going to hear some music from the Travelling Mercuries, from Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, the Steep Canyon Rangers, and a few old favourites in there as well. So I hope you're going to sit back and get the coffee and be prepared to hear some great bluegrass music. We're going to start off with a track from the Travelling Mercuries. Great idea for a band. This is basically the Del Mercury band without Del Mercury. Ronnie Mercury on lead and harmony vocals and mandolin. Rob Mercury on banjo. Jason Carter on fiddle and lead and harmony vocals. Alan Bartram on upright bass and lead and harmony vocals. And Cody Kilby on guitar. And they do a great job of playing bluegrass music. Sometimes sounds like Del, sometimes sounds like they're off in a direction of their own completely. It's always interesting, always great music. So we're going to kick off with a track called Southbound, which is I originally heard Doc Watson doing. And that was a great track when Doc Watson did it. And you'll find the Travelling Mercuries do a great version too. So I'll just fade out this tune and let's listen to the Travelling Mercuries. Full-on bluegrass music there from the Travelling Mercuries, Southbound. What a great tune that is. Driving banjo, great vocals, the rhythm is excellent. That's bluegrass music for you. We're going to listen to Chris Hillman, Herb Peterson from the album Way Out West. And they surrounded themselves with some great musicians. Chris, of course, plays acoustic guitar and some mandolin, does the vocals. Herb Peterson, acoustic guitar, five-string banjo and does vocals. Larry Park, electric guitar and acoustic guitar. guitar solos, Bill Bryson on bass, J.D. Maness on pedal steel. I'm not sure if we've got steel. Yes, you are there. Yeah, we've got some steel in this song. Dennis Kaplinger on fiddle, Sharon Soldi on accordion, Willie Ornless on drums. It's a real mixture of acoustic, bluegrass, and slightly countryish songs, and it's a great album to listen to, this Way Out West. He's got some wonderful things on it. I'm going to start off by playing Back Porch Boy. It was just a short bluegrass instrumental from them, and then No Longer a Sweetheart of Mine, a song that we associate with Reno and Smiley, and they do a wonderful version of that song. Here's Chris Hillman, Herb Peterson from the album Way Out West. Music there. The material that Reno and Smiley did was always very country slanted, in my opinion, and I love the way that Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson have done that song. I really enjoyed that. That's from the album Way Out West. I have an album in my hand here, Travis Chandler and Avery County, and the album is called State of Depression, and it's got a rather horrible picture on it, the slouch there with a beer in his hand, a cigarette in his mouth, and a few empty cans around. State of Depression is a terrible name for an album, but it's got some great bluegrass. In fact, Danny Paisley of the Southern Grass describes it, the album you're about to listen to, is pure honky-tonk Baltimore, the music I grew up playing, and Travis Chandler and Avery County have mastered, and which is a great description of a, but almost a particular style of bluegrass music. Travis Chandler does a wonderful job. It's got some excellent songs. He does a mandolin and the vocals. Adam Poindexter on guitar and vocals. Blake Johnson on bass and vocals. Mark Delaney on banjo and Nat Leith on fiddle. And it's a wonderful album. Came out in 2010 and excellent music on it. So let's have a listen to Mary of the Home Place from Travis Chandler.
When I left the state of Georgia, just an ugly mule to ride, heading for wide open spaces and bed well lined. Left for Mary on the home plate, her eyes were flushed with silent tears. I told her that I would not linger, and I'd be back in just a year. So someday she'd be my wife. Then I struck in Gritchie, Texas, and found a better way of mine. And then one day I met a stranger. As we dealt the cards around, came to be he was brother of Mary Ann, the old town.
Travis Chandler in Avery County with Mary of the Home Place there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in the middle of Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. And it's first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, the local access radio station in Hamilton. And Shearer's Music Works is a great place to go to if you need anything musical. In fact, I'll be ducking down there after I've recorded this show. I need to replace some strings on a guitar, and I'll be getting a set of guitar strings from them. So they have a very big selection of musical equipment. There are all sorts of instruments: acoustic, electric, court guitars, Martin guitars, Deering banjos, lots of violins, thousands of ukuleles, strings, accessories, straps, all the sorts of things you might need. And the salespeople are all musicians. They know the sort of thing you look for, and they will be very helpful. I appreciate the fact that Shearer's sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm delighted that they choose to support local music in this way, as well as supplying all the musicians' needs. Thanks, Shearers. Well, it's time to hear from a living legend now. Well, that's what the album cover says. Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass, a living legend. And this was a 2-LP set recorded in 1976. And it's got Lester Flatt doing a lot of his old songs. And Lester Flatt, guitar and vocals, Paul Warren on fiddle and bass vocals, Curly Seckler on guitar and tenor vocals, Kenny Ingram on banjo and some harmony, Marty Stewart playing mandolin, and Charles Nixon on on dobro and Jack Hicks on bass. It's a great lineup. I saw them play, not quite with that lineup, but I saw Lester Flatt playing by himself, and I enjoyed his bluegrass music. Very relaxed vocal at this stage, and I've selected a song that he and Curly Seckler must have sung so many times, but they got a very relaxed approach to it these days. Back in 1976, it's called Why Don't You Tell Me So. Of the old legend there, Why Don't You Tell Me So. Very relaxed, isn't it? Pure 1950s Flatt & Scruggs in many ways. I haven't had this band on the show very much, and not for any particular reason. Steep Canyon Rangers, and this is from an album called Radio, and I've selected a tune, When the Well Runs Dry. It's really talking about the life of those people who work right out in the desert, digging for oil, mining for oil, and they all need the money, babe. I can't lie, and there's no time to wonder what'll happen when the well runs dry. That's the chorus of the song, written by Charles Humphrey, the bass player. Steep Canyon Rangers, Graham Sharp on banjo and vocals, Woody Platt on guitar, Charles Humphrey on bass, Nicky Sanders on fiddle, Mike Gugino, my pronunciation's not very good there, Mike Gugino, sorry Mike, on mandolin and vocals, all sing, and Mike Ashworth on drums and some guitar, and Jerry Douglas, who produced the album, plays a bit of dobro as well. And we're going to hear the song When the Well Runs Dry from the Steep Canyon Rangers.
It's all lit up like Christmas, There's a skyline of flame. The metal hairline lights up the prairie night on the way out to the plains. Out on the low horizon, well, the sunrise burns my eyes, shining on full of the tankers and the flatbeds hauling pipe. We all need the money, babe, and I can't lie. And there's no time to wonder what'll happen when the well runs dry. This whole town's made of trailers, and the trains stretch 2 miles long. Some guys phone their money home, or they drink until it's gone. Ranch hands have learned to roughneck, and the men line up to work. Now there's another boom, but there ain't no room, so they sleep out in their trucks. We all need the money, babe, and I can't lie. And there's no time to wonder what'll happen when the well runs dry. Sometimes I feel like I'm turning the wheel. Until the river ran out of gold. I look over miles of burning rigs, and God knows how much it's worth. Then the stars go black and the sun comes back, and it's time to go to work. We all need the money, babe, and I can't lie. And there's no time to wonder what'll happen when the well runs dry. Time to wonder what'll happen when the well runs dry.
It's a steep canyon ranges when the well runs dry. Great song, actually. Different way of doing it. Not as bluegrassy as I'd like to hear, but excellent song. Love it. Okay, let's hear from the Traveling Mercuries again. Here's the Freedom Blues.
I'm not really sure. Wherever life takes me, that's where I'll be. I'm just a drifter, but at least I'm free. My thumb has been my compass, my boots have been my wheels. If you ain't never done it, you don't know how it feels. Said a lot of goodbyes, done a lot of letting go. That's the price you pay for living on the road. Freedom blues, freedom blues. So much to gain, so much to lose. That's why they're called the freedom blues. Going with the flow, grew tired of that the wind as it blew out the flame.
Freedom blues, freedom blues.
So much to gain, so much to lose. That's why they're called
the freedom blues.
It's a need, and you may reconsider if you only knew the ups and downs of living, the freedom blues.
Freedom blues, freedom blues.
So much to gain, so much to lose. That's why they're called
the freedom blues. Freedom blues, freedom blues.
So much to gain, so much to lose. My shoes. I hope that I will never lose
the freedom.
Hello, everybody. This is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
Well, thanks very much, Josh. Well, coming up, we've got some old-time music from a band called Country Ham that is going to be of particular interest to some people in the California Bluegrass Association because the band is Judy Pachter on alto harp and vocals, Carl Pachter, well known in the California Bluegrass Association, on clawhammer, banjo and vocals, Pete Vigor on fiddle, guitar, Alan Vigor on mandolin and fiddle, MD Mallory on rhythm guitar, and Walter Shelton on bass. So this tune I've picked from this is a tune called Whistling Rufus. It was composed in 1899, and Kerry Mills is the person who wrote it, and he also wrote the tune Red Wing. So we're going to hear Whistling Rufus, and if it's got similarities to Red Wing in it, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Here comes Country Ham. That was Country Ham with a great old tune, Whistling Rufus, and it did sound a little bit similar to Red Wing in many ways. Some great old-time music there for you. Well, we'd like to have a track now from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1971, and this comes off an album that we've all just called the Green Album. It was put out on a subsidiary of EMI called Axis, and it was really odd bits and pieces that we'd had recorded and never put out anywhere, and we filled it up with some from various albums. And this is, I was talking about Travis Chandler before, playing some Baltimore bluegrass. This is a similar sort of thing. We're going to play a tune called Dim Lights, Thick Smoke and Loud, Loud Music. It was written by Joe Mathis and his wife Rosalie Mathis. It was written after seeing Buck Owens do a set at the Blackboard Cafe in California there. And 1952 the tune was written, and here's a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band version of the tune, Dim Lights, Thick Smoke and Loud, Loud Music. We'll just try and get it going for you.
Understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. Children mean nothing to you. A house full of love and a husband so true. You'd rather go out drinking with the first guy you meet, and the only home you know is the club down the street.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1971 or 72. Miles Ray doing bass and singing tenor. Graham Lovejoy playing mandolin, doing the baritone. Alan Rhodes doing the lead vocals, playing guitar. Colleen Trenwith playing the fiddle, and Paul Trenwith playing the banjo. And I haven't heard that tune for a long time, and it sounded good. We did some great stuff there, and I thoroughly enjoyed our time in Australia. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes out from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and is distributed around access radio stations in New Zealand, like the Raglan Community Station, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. And I'm delighted that all those people take this program at some different time during the week it's aired. You know, you never know when you're going to hear it. And also the Canadian Access Radio Station, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you very much for having me in your area. I hope you enjoy our New Zealand take on bluegrass music. I've been playing this music for more than 50 years, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I really enjoy listening and playing the music to other people. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you very much for having me. I think it's Friday afternoons I come on there. So big hi to everyone that's listening via radio. And of course, the show is available by podcast from Android, iOS, iHeartRadio. You can get the last 10 episodes from accessmedia.nz. That website usually keeps them up there for a while. Some of the websites take them off after about a week. So if you want some back copies, accessmedia.nz is the website to get Back Porch Bluegrass from. So thanks very much for listening, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. I think we're going to hear from the Steep Canyon Rangers again from the album Radio, and this is a tune just called Break, written by the guitar player, and his name is Willie Platt, and he's accompanied on this one with Shannon Whitworth. She's doing the duet vocal with him on the tune. The Steep Canyon Rangers.
Hey little girl, won't you set me free, 'cause I'm not your man and you don't love me.
Well, love's been all around but never touched the ground for you and me. Why can't you see?
Why can't you see? Why can't you see? It's not for me. 'Cause it's a break. It's a cold heartbreak when you find somebody and it just doesn't take. Who am I to disagree when you love somebody but you can't set them free? Games and the ugly names that we tossed around this small hometown.
Well, the river ran wild with you by my side, but it ran dry and we don't know why.
We don't know why. We don't know why it all ran dry. 'Cause it's a break. It's a cold heartbreak when you find somebody and it just doesn't take. Disagree when you love somebody but you can't set them free. It's high time we move on now. It's high time we move on now. Find somebody and it just doesn't take. Who am I to disagree when you love somebody? Who am I to disagree when you love somebody? Who am I to disagree when you love somebody? But you can't set them free.
It's the Steep Canyon Rangers. not normally my taste, a little bit different, and they're evidently reaching big, wide audiences and taking bluegrass to a wider world. I'm not totally sure on that, but interesting music. I'd probably enjoy being there at the concert. That's the Steep Canyon Rangers, sometimes back Steve Martin, and I might have him on the show one time soon too. Probably just playing. I'm not sure that he'd come out to New Zealand to be interviewed. Let's hear a little bit more from the Travelling Mercuries, Natural To Be Gone. It's a song written by John Hartford and done in inimitable Travelling Mercuries style.
My tracks may soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell outside of now, for me that's really hard to say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Just the center line on this highway runs up my banjo neck, and I feel somehow it's just natural to be gone. Patterns do we follow, sitting knee to knee upon some riverbank somewhere at supper time? The evening air is moving like molasses through a sticky night, so easy as I press your hand in mine. What's the difference being different? What's the difference now that looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone. Tracks may soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell outside of now, for me that's really hard to say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone. Was
a Travelling Mercuries. I've seemed to have played a lot of very contemporary sounding bluegrass today. I hope that's all right by you. Some people will be delighted that I'm finally getting out of the old stuff and playing some new stuff, and other people will be horrified that I'm doing some of that. So little bits of everything seems to work mostly. And having just played a track like that, I think it's time we went back and listened to Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice from their album The Blue Side of the Blue Ridge. Here's a great old tune, Dust on the Bible, because it's time for our gospel tune, written by the Bales brothers and Zeke Clement. Here, great old tune, Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. ¶¶
I went into a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all the books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for a Bible, they brought it, what a shame, for the dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint to claim. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. You can read your magazines of love and tragic things, but not one word of Bible verse, not a scripture do you know. When it is the very truth and its content's good for you, if the dust is covered o'er it, it is sure to doom your soul. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. If you have a friend you'd like to help along life's way, just tell him that the good book shows a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burdens light is to dust the family Bible, trade the wrong way for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Some great bluegrass from Junior Siskin, Rambler's Choice there. I hope you enjoyed that. There's some live music around Hamilton. We're one of the fortunate nations in which we managed to control the community spread of this terrible virus that's inflicting itself on the world. And on the second Friday of each month, and Morrinsville Country Music Club has a concert, and we've got one coming up pretty soon. Every month on the second Friday, there's a great concert. I'm in the band sometimes, and there's always a good lineup of songs as the club members sing their favourite songs. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, is on the fourth Sunday of the month. I host that. That's at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises, and that's at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. Runs to about 5 o'clock. Bring along your banjos and guitars and mandolins, etc., and pick some bluegrass with us. Very informal, but still can be pretty good fun. Those things are on. The Navarra Lounge, of course, is open. All sorts of music happens there. We are delighted to be able to have some live music around New Zealand, and we've survived the lockdown, and hopefully we can continue to survive the invasion of this COVID-19 virus. Thoughts go out to all you all over the world, all those people in the USA and North American continent there with the troubles that you're having with it. We feel for you. Tell me, I really do. Let's hear from John Reichman and the Jaybirds, fine band, from their album The Road West. Here's a tune called In the Fall, sung by Trish Gagnon. John is doing the low tenor, Jim Nunnally is doing the baritone part, Nick Hornbuckle plays banjo, Trish, of course, plays bass, and fine band, gosh, they do some good music. In the Fall.
Green grows the grass now that winter's long past, the bloom on the lilac is through. think of me by the red sugar tree. My darling, I still think of you. Will you return to me in the fall? Do you swear that you can't hear me calling? Say you will keep your heart for me still and come back to me in the fall. Spring, she sings all my cares and my woes. It's a song without word, but the promise I heard told me you'd be back with the snow. Will you return to me in the fall? Do you swear that you can't hear me calling? Say you will keep your heart for me still and come back to me in the fall.
John Reichman and the Jaybirds in the fall. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the rather strange mixture I've had of all different types of bluegrass. But we'll take it out with a mandolin tune from Travis Chandler from the album State of Depression. It's called Lonesome Smokey. Here's a great tune. So thanks very much. We'll see you again next week. Bye.